I've never done that.
Speak about Tfilas Derech. It's a bit of a complicated subject to speak about, but I'm going to put down four different points. First, I'm going to say just the four points I'm going to speak about, then I go into each one per protest. The first point is going to be about the distance, how long the journey has to be that one has a chiyuv to say Tfilas Derech. Sometimes one goes on a very short journey. What's the shear, what's the amount, how much one has to travel that one has a chiyuv to say Tfilas Derech? Second point is going to be about which part of the journey should one say Tfilas HaDerech. Which point can one say Tfilas HaDerech? Second chelak. And then the third one is going to be about Hesach HaDas. A lot of times people travel for a few days and they stop off during the night, sleep in a hotel the next morning, or if they get up during the night, and then they travel further. When exactly do you lose your first bracha? Do you have to start again, say again Tfilas HaDerech? And the fourth point is going to be about Pasha the Halacha, is about saying Tfilas HaDerech. Can one say it when they're driving? Or can one have to stop the car? Or does one have to stand up? You can say even sitting down. That's going to be the fourth point. So we'll start with the first chelak about the merchak. How long does the journey have to be that one has a chiyuv to say Tfilas HaDerech? So I'm just going to start with the Gemara. The Gemara Brachas, the Holma curse from the Gemara Brachas, Chav Tesson Vase. Gemara says, Omar Biakov, Omar Bechista. Kala Yitzel Aderech, anyone who goes on the way, Tzarech L'spalel Tfilas Aderech. Want to say Tfilas Aderech? And the Gemara goes through my Tfilas Aderech, what Tfilas Aderech? And the Gemara goes through the whole Nusach. And the Gemara says it, B'loshin Yochid. So the Gemara says, Omar Baya, Lo Ilo Mishtaf Inish Nafshei Bahadi Tzibura. The person shouldn't say Tfilas Aderech, B'loshin Yochid, shouldn't say any Tfilas B'loshin Yochid. So Rashi explains, because if you say it in a Loshin Rabbim, B'toich Kach Tfilosa Nishmas. If a person says the Lashon Rabbim, then his tefillah is nishmas. Maybe a person shouldn't say Lashon Yochid. So we have to know what the first man number, why he said you should say Lashon Yochid. We'll see soon. Then the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says, Eimas Matzli. When does one say Tfilas HaDerech? The Gemara will freak the Kasha. The Gemara says, Omar Biakiv, Omar Bechista, Mishar Shem Mahalach Vaderech. From the time one goes on a journey. And the Gemara says, Ad Kama, until when? So Pasha sounds like, till when in the journey does one say Tfilas HaDerech? Omar Biakiv, Omar Bechista, Ad Parsa. Until a Parsa. Once one's gone to Parsa, sounds like it's a Rashi learns, one doesn't say anymore Tfilas HaDerech. One has to say in the first Parsa, that's a Rashi learns. If you've already been a Parsa, you can't say anymore. That's the Pasha's like more, like Me'emas. One says, Ad Kama, until when? Distant. Pasha's distant. Parsa. What? So they speak about that windy road, it's not really a Parsa. But they've shown him, what that's going to ask you, what does it mean? Maisi going now, he's going to carry on traveling for hours on end, and he still needs a tefillah. Why should it be only till a parsa, mecha tesa? He should have once been a parsa, he don't say any more tefillahs aderech. That's what Shreinim asks going to ask you. Shreinim don't learn Rashi, the Rashi really brings out the Bahagra didn't learn like this. As the Gemara Shaila, what? The Gemara said that Kama means the amount of the journey, how long, the distance. How long does the distance have to be in order that one has a chiyuv to say Tfilas HaDerech? That the Gemara says, a parsa, the minimum amount of traveling, which is mechayev, Tfilas HaDerech is a parsa. If you go less than a parsa, you don't have a chiyuv to say Tfilas HaDerech. It's the Rosh Hashanah speak out why. The Rosh says, because if you go less than a parsa, so you're always near a town, you're always near a place, so you know, it's not a makom sakana. So you see, the Rosh took on, it's not stem, because if you're going for a certain amount, it's all out of sakana. And if you're traveling out of town, your parsa is going to stop. It's going to start from when you go out of town, because that's when you're in the town. It's posh. There's no makom sakana. So once you leave town, so if you're away from the town, a parsa, you're in a makom sakana, and that's when you have a chiyuv. But if you go less than that, you're never in a makom sakana. And so too, the Rosh explains. The Rosh says if you forgot to say Tfilas HaDerech and you're near to the destination, you're already within a parsa, you also don't say anymore, because you're not in a makom sakana anymore. Maybe you don't say anymore Tfilas HaDerech. Oh, it's dependent. Unless you're stopping in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, if you're gonna stop by a town, then it could be two parasol. Right, because you're always gonna be within. If you don't want parasol, some say take a two parasol. No, it depends. Unless you're stopping. If you stop in the middle of nowhere, so as soon as you get after a parasol, then you're ready to stay there. If it's two towns, So the shayla is what's behind Rashi. Rashi says that the whole chiyuv of Tfilas HaDerech is only within the first parsa. Shad is Mehecha Teisa, once you travel the Parsa, there's no Chiyuv Tfilas Adarech anymore. As the Pnei Shua says, because once you travel the Parsa, you're so tiefer out in the journey, the person doesn't have the mind of concentration, so maybe they won't Mechaev him anymore. That's how he teaches Rashi. The Gon says, you see from what Shtel through the Sugyas, it sounds like Gvav's brachas need to be over Lassiyosam. And made over here, once you've traveled the Parsa, it's not anymore over Lassiyosam. It's a Chiddush how you learn Rashi. I'd like to suggest maybe another pshat in Rashi, why we can only say Tfilas Adarech within the first Parsa. The Gemara Elyon, Chavtesam Beis, the Gemara says, as Elyo met Rav Yehuda, and he told him, when you're going on the derech, k'sha atayutza l'derech, himalich b'koinich v'tzeh. Himalich b'koinich v'tzeh. The Gemara asks, ma himalich b'koinich v'tzeh? What does that mean? Omer b'yakev, omer chistas u'tfilas aderech. One should say tfilas aderech. So Rashi explains, what does it mean himalich b'koinich? Rashi says, himalich means Roshan l'anda, nimlach, toil u'shus. Before a person goes on the way, a person goes on a journey, toil u'shus, a person should ask u'shus from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Malik bekoinich, because he was asked for from the Bernish Shalom, then he should travel. So you see from Rashi that the holy side of Tfilas Adarech is, it's a bakashas Rishos. Before you travel, you know it's toil on the storm of Shai, you know it's toil on the Bernish Shalom. If the Bernish Shalom is not going to help me for the journey, it's going to be nothing. So the Derech is, you ask for Shos from the Bernish Shalom. And the way how we ask for Shos is by showing everything's beyond the Hashem in the journey, and we do ask the Bernish Shalom to have a chmanas on us. That's what you see in Rashi, that's the side of Tfilas Adarech. Therefore, we can understand that's Pshat why Rashi says, as you can only say in the first, Rashi explained the Gemara, you can only say it within the first parasa. Because once you've already gone to parasa, you're already traveling, then it's not, you're asking permission to go. It's the biggest, it's you're not asking permission, you've gone without permission. Within the first parasa, that's what you call the beginning of the journey. That's why one can still ask, say Tfilas Adarech. Once you've gone to parasa, Shittas Rashi, we can't say anymore Tfilas Adarech. That's what Mamish Loshan Beiri, I found afterwards, Mamish came out before her. She says, Mikan Ve'ilach, once you've been a parasa, Inze Nimlach Bekoinoi. Mamish brings down the Loshan of that Gemara, Inze Nimlach Bekoinoi. Maybe that's why you don't say after that. That's how he brings down this chat. Oh, the Gong chat. Right, the Gong chat of Ibn Asiyosan, yeah. I'm not going with the Gong chat of Ibn Asiyosan. Yeah. It means before you go at all, yeah. I don't know where the Gong got that. That's called Ibn Asiyosan, the first parasa. Yeah. Okay, but he's coming. Yeah. It could be that's why we say in Lashon Yochid, that's the first man that held to say Lashon Yochid. He's also masking Tefillah, we say Lashon Rabbim. Now he held that. He holds that since the Holy Seder Tefillah Sederach is Lashon Rabbim, we're asking Rishus. And really, he held you say it by Lashon Yochid. So you're asking for permission, it means you're asking for yourself, not asking Rabbim. Even though they're masking a Lashon of Tefillah, but it's a Lashon of asking Rishus. That's for the Sugya. It's coming back now to Halacha LeMaisa. We've got two Pshatim now, two Mahalchim, and we're showing him. We've got Rashi's Pshat. Rashi tells the time on the journey when one has to say it. One can only say it in the first parasa. And we've got the Bahag's Pshat, the Bahag comes out. And then through Rashi, maybe the journey could be any size. The Gemara doesn't tell us the minimum, how much the journey has to be. If you're going on a journey, so I'm sure to speak out. Through Rashi, you can go on any pub, any long, any distance. You have to say it to Tfilas Adarech. Oh, I'll tell you, it has to be out of town journey. Yeah. Going in town, that's not called going on a derech. Yeah. That's the Rashi's Pshat. We've got the Bahag's Pshat, the Bahag comes out, Alocha.
Don't go out and then ask before you go out. You ask, then ask.
Yes, we'll see soon if Sora might answer this. It could be a person doesn't, he hasn't made up his mind yet. He might even change his mind. We'll see soon why b'chlal we don't make straight away when he leaves the house. There's a reason why we don't make when he leaves the house.
If you have that, you have to ask before going.
Right, you should be before you leave the house. Yeah. We'll come soon to that. You have to learn anyway why we don't. There's a reason why we don't make straight away. Well, we're going to come soon to that. Is so the Mechaba passings like the Bahag, the Torah brings down the Bahag, the Alocha like the Rosh, as there's only a din and in the Mount, how long the journey has to be. If the journey is a parasol, then one makes Tfilas Adarech. If not, then one doesn't make Tfilas Adarech. The passing like the Bahag's Pshat, they don't bring down Bechla, Rashi's Pshat, as one has to say it within the first parasol of the journey. No, there's a Shia, the journey has to be a parasol. And but they bring down from the Torah and the Chabad Passing Zayla Alocha, as even if one goes less than a parasol, one makes Tfilas Adarech, or just one doesn't finish off with Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tfilah. So when you get people go from a village to village on holidays, you go for Shachris, for Minyan, you go a mile down the road, one can't say it with the shame with Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tfilah, but one says the whole Tfilas Adarech just without the Chasima. Town to town, that'll be two parasol, yeah, the Chirish will be two parasol. Oh, so that'd be a lot of people. The shit of parasol, so Amal gets very problematic. You go on a long journey, but always within a parasol, there's always going to be another town. Amal at the side, so the Be'alof has got something about that. He's Pashas come out, you don't say at all, because no machmas takana. You can always run away to the pashas come out, you don't say. The halacha has got sad that one does say. But my say ends off, you say without, you should say without baruch hashem shemayat tefillah, which then anyway we say by less than a person. No, individual house is nothing. No. Yeah, it has to be a town. Yeah, individual house is nothing. Yeah. Is the taz which Mishnah Berurah brings down halacha chiddush lemaisa, as if less than if there's a mokum sakana even less than a parsa. Since the Rosh says the whole reason why we only make by parsa is because less than a parsa is not a mokum sakana. You can always run to the nearest place. If it's a mokum sakana even less than a parsa, then one makes tefillah sederach even less than a parsa. As they pass the taz which Mishnah Berurah brings down halacha, that's they speak about the poskim as bismanenu. What's the mokum sakana? The roads are dangerous roads. So Mela, there's no difference between a parasa, less than a parasa. It's not because the listener are coming. The whole Makam Sakana is because the roads are dangerous. So the post can say, even if one goes on a journey less than a parasa, one can say it even with Barakat Hashem Shema'at Tefillah.
Out of town.
Yeah. If you don't get in the town, there will never be a second. Whole Tefillah is for going on a journey, going out of town. But less than a parasa, since in Makam Sakana, we even make less than some post can pass in the Shal and Acha, how we look at our motorways. That's all been a gear to the Shia of parasa. Shia of parasa has to be the Shia of, I think it's a 4 mil, it's 4,700 meters. If you climb now, it's 2,750. That's all the gap. The shir, how long the journey has to be. The shir is now where to say it on the journey. It's the Ramah brings down Shittas Rashi that the chatzchila one should say within the first parasa. Chatzchila, from Kaim Shittas Rashi within the first parasa. So now, shir is what about earlier? Well, I want to say when I leave my house, I want to say tefillah sederach. If I know my journey is going to be somewhere along the line, it's going to be a distance of a parasa. So this journey is mechayev tefillah sederach. You don't have a problem with it not being a parasa. It's going to be 10 parasois. I want to say it straight away. Why not? So taz holds lemaisa. A person can say it straight away. There's no reason why one can't say tefillah sederach. Miyad, you leave your door, you say tefillah sederach. He brings down the yishayimim, which the Mishnah Berurah is medayikit from the mechaber. The mechaber paskins as one can't say tefillah sederach only when you get out of the town. He holds mine. He's still in the town. You can't say any tefillah sederach. What? Oh. So it could be, that's right. So some say the reason is because Pasha was scared he's going to change his mind. The reason is not because you can't say, people think you can't say Tula Sadarach when you're in a town. It's a mistake. If you're going on the journey, people remember halfway through the journey, I haven't said Tula Sadarach, and they look around, there's houses, I can't say Tula Sadarach now. There's no halacha. It's all at the beginning of the journey. When one's going at the beginning, when it's calls man, you're still in the town, so we're scared you're going to change your mind, and you're not going to end up going. So that's the reason. Whatever the reason is, if you're still in the town where you're coming from, then we don't allow you to say Kozman that you're still in the town. You have to leave the town, only then you can say Tefillah Sederach. As Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Rabbah, if you go somewhere and you stop overnight, the whole night, and you sleep there, so that you have to say the next morning, as soon as you leave the front door, you can already say Tefillah Sederach. There's no problem with that. You don't, even if you're in the middle of the town, there's no problem. There's no halacha, you can't say Tefillah Sederach in a town. The halacha is just at the beginning of your journey, as soon as Kozman is still in the town, you can't say Tefillah Sederach. Once you've left the town, you already say Tefillah Sederach then. So now we're going to come now to the chelik of. Hesach Hadas. I'm just someone traveling for a few days, 4 days straight. You can say by the station. Because you've long passed your area, you've long passed this town you've come from. You left that. You can say by the stations, no problem. No problem. So the chelik of Hesach Hadas is. The whole Makur comes from the Chabar, brings down from the Kolboy. As he says, if a person comes into a town during the day, he can go to sleep. No problem, he wakes up, carries on traveling, he can still use his first tefillah sederach what he made in the morning. Even if he went to sleep, stayed there for hours, that's not called the Hesach Hadas, which is a chiddush. We know brachas normally. There's a musaf of Hesach Hadas, sleeping in a sukkah, all these things, going in a sukkah, or brachas, these things. So the gone right, the with the brachas haTorah, a person can make a bracha, brachas haTorah, learn a bit, and he can have hours of no learning, gets to the evening, gets to his shir, and he can carry on with the same original brachas haTorah. What? So we're going to come to this soon. So that's what the Gaon says. During the day, there's no problem. Works and carry on, you sleep and go to town, you don't lose the original tefillah sederach. But he says, if you go to in a place, you sleep somewhere overnight. If you go back, you go into a town overnight, you're still carrying on a journey the next day, but you go to town overnight, you sleep there overnight. The Kula Amma, everyone holds, you've lost your original tefillah sederach. And the next day, it's called the Hefsek, that's called the Hesach Hadas. And the next morning, when you go again, you make again tefillah sederach. That everyone holds that. Shalit, what happens if you went to a place during the night? And he didn't sleep there. So you've got there, you were in a town overnight, but you didn't sleep there. Have you lost the original? Is that called the Hesach Hadas? So it's before in the post game, says, why is this sleeping? Like Mamshla Bukhs Tatura, where Batsim is Machrekas, is it because of Hesach Hadas? Because he slept during the night? Or every day is Machayev and Ubrach? It's in the matter. Mishnah Berurah paskens la halacha that you should make the. If you slept the whole night, definitely you make another one the next morning because sleep is shpitz hesachadaf. That berurah satira. She tells it too. But if one didn't sleep, then the next day you make it. You make it without saying baruch to Hashem shemay tefillah. Since it's a new day, even though and it comes out la halacha, even if you were traveling the whole night, someone goes traveling for 4 days straight, like by berurah satira. The Bach Paskins even make it with a bracha. He does to like all Birkas Hashacha. One makes every day with a bracha. Everyone's got a chiyuv every day, a new chiyuv. Who are them? But Tfilas Adarech, a person has a chiyuv every day. But in Maisel Halacha, we don't say it with Baruch Hashem Shemayat Tfilah, but we say it without the Chasima because it's a new day, which is massive Chiddush. Even though you're traveling the whole night, you're going straight through. One makes again Tfilas Adarech without a bracha because the Maisel, a new day is a new Mechayiv. It's big Chiddush by the normal Birkas Hashacha. Every day the Mechayiv, Birkas Hashacha, the Masakin, it's part of a Tfilah. Here we're not, it's not every day, it's because of the traveling. The Maisel, there's no Hefsik, you're traveling straight. But the Shaila is, what happens if someone stops at the side of the road, doesn't go into town overnight, stops at the side of the road, puts his car there and he sleeps through the night. What's going to be the halacha? Maisi slept. Yes. Is that called hesach hadas? Do we say it's hesach? Maisi had a night's sleep. So it's hesach hadas, like Birkas HaTorah. Well, no, because he's on the street, but... Well, so Mishabura says if you sleep ma'at, that's not called a... That's a night's sleep, not just a... It's funny, because Birkas HaTorah is sleep for half an hour, Betsim, it's called okay. I don't know why, it doesn't sound like the halachas are exactly the same. I've got another problem, because by Birkas HaTorah, most poskim paskin, if you sleep during the day, you make again when you wake up. Tfilas Adarech, Moshe doesn't mention anything. Says sleep during the day, you definitely don't make another. You don't make another when you wake up. I'm not sure the Gdam for some reason are not exactly the same. I don't know why. Could be it's called you're more traveling. You're more on the go. Even though you're sleeping, you're more on the go. So Shai is when you're sleeping on the street. Is that called a Hesach Adarech? Maisim Shem Zalman Paskin as Nech Shlema as even sleep on the road. You put yourself aside the road. That's called the. You made yourself. This is your makom overnight. It's Hesach Adarech. That's clear. You have to know if someone's got a connection flight. He sleeps in the airport overnight, you have to know if that's called the Hesach Adas, because Be'etim is waiting to travel, his plane's not ready for him to go, so he's sleeping, is that called the Hesach Adas, or what's your part of your journey? You have to know if you make again the next morning with a bracha. The Manasha can make without a bracha, without the Chasima, and anyway make Tfilas Adarech. Let's just finish off with the Ras Chelek. Wa'ab Legabe, can someone make Tfilas Adarech when he's drunk on the driving? So the Maisa breaks in the Gemara, and Chaba Paskins and Alochas, when the Chatzchila should not make when they're going, it has to be done by Amida. And Amida, we see there's 2 points in Amida. Amida means one has to, you can't be going. If one's going, that's not called Amida. But even when one stops, the best Amida is one, if he's standing up. When he's standing up, that's called Amida. If he's sitting down, that's not called Shpitz Amida. Amida is you're not traveling when you do Amida. Amida, one should do it, but one should do it in a service station. You get to a service station, then you get up, then you say, then you're doing it, you're not traveling. And maybe you're doing it when you're standing up, that would be the best way how to do it. That's crying, Shai al Maitha, I don't know what to say, but. Oh, this is the shayla. What's better? Is it better to say within the first parasa? And then you mekayim Rashi lechatchila. Rashi always be after the you can't say at all, which Ramah brings down lechatchila. Ramah brings it down, which is mechav for Rashi shita. So that we should say as soon as we get onto the motorway within the first parasa. Or no, ma'isi lechatchila is a din of wait first service station miles, and ma'isi mekayim din amida. The shayla is which one's going to be more lechatchila? Mekayim the din of lechatchila of to say it's to do by amida or. Maisa the first parasa. I don't know what to say. Halacha. If Rashi is makavideved, the Ramah says only lechatchila. Chera should be the first parasa. Chera should be the first parasa. Even when you're traveling, chera. When one's on a train, the chera stays standing up, even if he can't stop the train. But that chera called amida stam. One should be makavid say lechatchila standing up. And the brachas mechal chaverito. The mechab also brings down lechatchila. One should say brachas mechal chaverito. First make a bracha. But avada b'diavad. If you don't know brachas available around, an avada you could say even without brachas mechal chaverito. Yeah.